Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
I perceive in my spirit, man, that all through the service, you'll be singing in your heart. And in the name of Jesus, for the rest of your lives, you'll be singing in your heart. I was led somewhere this morning. It's a familiar story, and I was ministered to particularly, and that informs what I want to share, and is in line with what we have been sharing, as it were. It's the story in the book of John in chapter 5, and some lessons that we can pick from there that at least can affect our lives practically. In chapter 5, the Bible says there was a feast in Jerusalem. Hello. But there in Jerusalem was a sheep gate. A place called the sheep gate where there's a pool. And it's called Bethesda. Having 5 porches. Let me read from verse 3. In this lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, all waiting for the moving of the water. Glory be to God in the highest. I said, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. They were waiting for the moving of the water. Glory be to God. They were waiting for the moving of the water. But you see, Jesus will do something here that, I mean, was profound. You know the story. The story is such that at certain intervals, there will be a stirring of the water, as it were. The first person to get in will be saved. So, but remember, those who were here were wilted, the paralyzed, the blind, the lame, all kinds of sicknesses. Now, able-bodied people were not there because they didn't need healing, as it were. But you see, the condition was such that if you get in there before anybody, after the stare, amazing, isn't it? So you begin to wonder. Yes, this is grace, as it were. This is mercy of God at work. There is only one person at a time. And nobody can predict the next time. You see, if it was such that 5 minutes interval, you would watch your time and then you get close, see how you can beat everybody. So competition was introduced. But that was the Old Testament. But the story is in the Bible for us to learn. So Jesus was coming to Jerusalem for the feast, as it were. Remember, he had said he wasn't coming, if you read within the context. And the first place he went was this place, and he saw all the multitude. But he knew that they were there. But you see, he went straight to one person. If everybody had known who Jesus was, many would have got their miracles before he got to that one person. But they didn't know. Can you see that people can have what they need around them, but spiritually remain blind. So he walked through the multitude and walked to that man who was not sure if it would ever be his turn, but he had faith enough to be waiting for the water. And before the water would be stirred again, only God knew when it will be, I can imagine what happens when the water was stirred. Nobody had any regular interval of it. It was in the hand of God, as it were. So, boom, the stampede. The struggle. And that means that for most of them there, they were there with faith to be healed, but they were there with fear too that it might never get to my turn. So Jesus walked to this man, and the man was busy concentrating on the water. But Jesus kind of, hey, give me your attention. This is distraction. I am looking at the water. Do you want to be made whole? What a question. Or do you want to be made well? What a question. I'm here by the water. Who is by the water today? Most people, most Christians today, in church, in crusades, in seminars, in camps, they just go and stay by the water. But you don't need to hang around the water anymore.
Hallelujah.
Hello. Let me tell you now quickly. It was at that feast, because when he left that place, he went for the feast. And the first thing he did, he stood there and said, if anybody is thirsty. He says, because out of your belly, if you believe, shall flow what? You don't need to hang by the water anymore. There is a well of life right inside of you. Come on. Hello. Can't you see that Christianity is a lot easier than we have been taking it? I am confident in Christ Jesus this morning that you will leave here with a testimony. In the name of Jesus, I am very, very confident. In Jesus' name. Anyway, so Jesus said, will you be made well? You know what he said? Every time the water is stirred, because I cannot move, and I don't have any man to help me. Even when I'm almost there, somebody jumps over me, because mine is paralysis. Their own, for some people, is deafness. So their legs and their hands are very active. They will just somersault into the water. And they can only accommodate one. And that was why multitudes remained. And that's the attitude of most Christians. They think there's a certain number that can get a miracle. We can all get it. Today. That's the word of God. But that means that I'm not postponing my miracle anymore. I am ready for it. Because he that stood over that man that day, you know what he's doing with me? He said, I am with you always. He's with me now. Even unto the end of the ages, I am with you, Taiwo. So I don't need to wait for the water. He that gives me water that flows eternally from within, he's always with me. So instead of answering yes, he was complaining. Typically, man. Though he believed, he was by the pool, but he was complaining. You are the one going through stuff, but you are complaining and you are holding somebody in forgiveness. Please, that's a distraction. Would you like to be made well? Come on, hey, focus. So he was complaining. Merciful Jesus. He didn't get offended. He said, stand up. Pick your bed. What? He got up. I'm sure he felt strength. He got up. He picked it. Wow. Jesus was walking away already. I now ask myself the question, what were all the other people doing? You want to tell me that nobody saw what happened to that man? Why didn't they dive? Me too. No, their confidence was more in the water. Our confidence can be in the beliefs of our churches and not Jesus. in the tradition of our people and not Jesus. But you see, we are so sure that we are pleasing God. In my group, healing is past. I hear you. But Jesus is still healing. And if all I'm looking for is Jesus, I will come to the place of healing. In spite of the beliefs of my group. So, what happened thereafter? Praise the Lord. Now I'm in verse 12. All right, verse 10. Okay, let me go to 9. And immediately the man was made well. He took up his bed and walked. I believe that the era we are now, anything can happen in the name of Jesus. And that day was Sabbath. You can see the clash of tradition and reality, real life. The Jews therefore said to the man who was killed, "It is the Sabbath." Hello, sir. So you don't, it doesn't matter to you that I never walked all my life? The Bible said the man had been there for how many years? 38 years. So it didn't matter to you. So you're not even amazed that the cripple is walking. What matters to you is I am not obeying the tradition. Why are you carrying your bed? It is Sabbath. Okay? It is not lawful for you to carry your bed. He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, take up your bed and walk." I am just obeying the instructions that has made me whole. And they said, "Who was this?" Praise the Lord. And they asked him, "Who is this man who said to you, take up your bed? Who is this man that is making you to defy the Sabbath day? Not that made you to become whole. But the one who was healed did not know." No wonder he was answering the way he was answering. And no wonder nobody else went after him for healing. "Did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, because a multitude was there. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, 'See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you.' The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus." Come on, somebody, let me hear you mention that name.
Jesus.
Somebody mention the name again.
Jesus.
Yeah. Another person, shout the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes. Who had made him well? I'm happy that this name Jesus is always at right on your lips. Right. Threshold of your heart. Right. Jesus. That's the gateway to a miracle, the miracles, or to the miraculous. "For this reason, the Jews now persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath." You see, the wrath of man can't work the righteousness of God. They were defending God, so they thought. But they were opposing God. But Jesus answered them, "My Father," I'm getting to where I'm going, "My Father has been working until now, Sabbath or no Sabbath. And I have been working." What he simply said is this: I respect your Sabbath, but you see, I do what my Father does. "Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also said that God was his Father. making himself equal with God. Hallelujah. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly, please listen, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. Time does not constrain God. He created the time. And if I'm here representing him and manifesting him, I say what he's saying. I do what he's doing. Miracles. Ooh, I feel the fire now. That's why whatever physical condition is binding you today has lost it. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things. And he himself, that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but he committed all judgment, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son. Jesus was speaking here. Just as they honor the Father. So what Jesus was saying in effect is this. See, my duty is to manifest the Father to you. That's all. And by the time you know the Father and you focus on the Father, things will align before the Father of creation. Even as it concerns your life. That's why I'm here. I'm not here for anything particularly other than manifest the Father. And if I manifest the Father enough for you to receive it, then the purpose of your creation will begin to fall in line. Because he proposed what he has done. There could have been distraction and digression along the line. But when your focus is on the Father, things automatically straighten out. So my duty is to manifest the Father to you. Thank you for your prayers. This word is getting easier for me every day. Can't you see? There is the truth. And I get results. And his name is glorified. Glory be to God in the highest. Okay. That all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who has sent him. But don't forget, particularly verse 19, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing himself but what he sees the Father does. Praise the Lord. I say praise Jesus. So in other words, the miracle you just saw that is agitating you, that wants to make you kill the Son, was what the Father did, and the Son just replicated it here. You see, God will do everything there, but we look for someone through whom he's going to manifest it. And so he who is here to manifest the Father will automatically be the most appropriate vessel. Oh yeah. And at the time, it was only Jesus. And how did he get to this place? I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that at age 30, when he went to Jordan to be baptized, the Bible tells us that many people were there, but God made sure that the heavens were open right on top of his head, and the Holy Ghost descended upon him. Hello? Yeah. And God himself testified, this is my beloved Son. Or rather, spoke to him to the hearing of everybody, you are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Let the whole earth hear, you are my Son. You are my Son. You are my Son. You are my Son. I am his Son. Can you say it boldly? In the name of Jesus, say it boldly again. Hallelujah. So you can begin to understand, as it were, the purpose of Jesus. And again, remember, he said, the Son of Man is made manifest only to do what? Destroy the works of the devil, so that the Father may take the center position in the lives of men and women. But you see, how did he get to begin to manifest the Father? When the Spirit came upon him, the Bible now tells us immediately that he left Jordan and was led of the Spirit, and that is key. I am certain that at least one person, and that person might as well be you, and you over the internet, in the name of Jesus. But if there's nobody, it is me. Even if there is somebody, it is still me. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Yeah. So it was led. But you see, if you look at the story of creation as reported by John in chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, hallelujah. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things were made by Him. And without Him was nothing made that was made. If we read further down, the Bible says in Him was what? Life. And the life was what? The light of man. In Him was what? Life. And the light was what? The life was what? The light of man. Glory be to God in the highest. So in the kingdom, when God gives you life, it manifests as light for in the darkness of this world. And that's why the darkness, in whatever shape or form is coming, whether against your health, whether against your children, whether against your marriage, whether against your finances, whether against your service to God, darkness in whatever form cannot stop you. Because you have life, and the life is light. Come on, somebody hearing me? Can't you see you're unstoppable? Now you can appreciate why Jesus would say, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light. He didn't say it looking for permission. He said it emphatically. And of course, he didn't leave us. He was yet to go to the cross, but he said to us, he said, hey, you are the lights of the world. As many as you believe in me will become the light of the world. That means that you will be carried on earth like I am being carried now. That's what Jesus was saying. Yeah. Praise God. So in Him was life, and life was the light of man. As we read further, He said He came, though He created the world, He came to the world. The world what? They don't know Him. And then He came to His own. His own did not receive Him. Exactly what happened among the Jews, as it were. See, they wanted to kill Him. He said, but as many, come on, church. As many as what? As many as what? Receive Him. As many as what? Receive Him. Verse 12 of John 1. As many as what? Receive Him. He has given what? To become who? The Son. So, any believer in the house? Glory be to God in the highest. And if you read further, the Bible said, as many as are led. Come on, talk to me. By the Spirit, these ones are the sons of God. That means that now that you are a son, all you are here to do, and by the grace of God, is this: manifest the Father. But you see, how do you do that? You manifest the Father through the Son, because you've got to believe that He's the Son. If you believe in me, then you receive the capacity to become like me. And when you become like me, when they see you, they see me. When they see me, they see the Father. And the devil's not the same thing. It's the same principle. So how did He manifest it? He was led of the Spirit. How did He manifest it? He returned in the power of the Spirit. How did He get to heal this guy? By the Spirit. And remember, before He started His ministry, He said, the Spirit of the Lord. Come on, help somebody. His duty, His assignment, purely manifest the Father to the world. And how did He do it? Practically speaking, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal. Hello? Yes. To open the prison doors. Hello? To set at liberty them that what? And then to proclaim the acceptable. How? Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So how am I, as the Son of God, manifesting God, the Father, to my generation? Through the Spirit. That was what Jesus did. But as a man here, all I need to do, believe in this Jesus, and then what? He baptizes me with the same Spirit, and everywhere I go, I manifest my Father. Through the Son. Jesus Christ. Hello. Are you following me? So there is a... So what's important? See. Jesus was important on his own. But what did Jesus show us as to mind so that we can be exactly what he wants us to be or we want us to be? What does he tell us to do? Believe in me. Yeah. Number two. Yeah, believe in me. Number one. Number two. Receive the Spirit. It says, do not dare without the Spirit. It went, receive the Holy Spirit. Say, you know what? Remain in Jerusalem until you are endued with power. And I was talking to the Holy Ghost. He said, hey, why are you bothering yourself about too many things? There's only one thing that you should bother yourself about. If you get that, you get everything. What's that? You will receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Why? Because that was... Have you forgotten? Look. I am the second person of the Godhead. But on earth, I didn't do anything as God. I did as man. Came to manifest, demonstrate to you that you can be who God wants you to be. How? I kept on manifesting God. And how? My eyes were always on him. How? Because he poured his Spirit upon me. And I'm led by his Spirit. I'm empowered by his Spirit. And everything I do, give credence back to him. And that's exactly how you're going to do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, as far as our Christianity is concerned, what is most important? Principles or presence? Talk to me. I can hear you. I can hear you still. Come on, talk to me. The principles that does not enthrone the presence of God, don't waste your life on it. Principles are good, they produce results. But the problem is the results don't last. But if the principle will enthrone the presence of God, jump into it. How do I say this? Because the word I speak to you, Jesus said, the very word I speak to you, I'm speaking the word. So I see that church, they have the word. If the word does not translate into the presence, you are wasting your time. The word I speak to you, they are what? Spirit. And they are what? Can't you see how it's done? It's getting better by the day. Can I remind you? How did he do it in the Old Testament? His Spirit will land on a man before the man can do his will. Whether a king, priest, or priest or prophet, was by his Spirit. How did he lead them through the wilderness? By his presence, by his Spirit. In the night, fire. In the day, cloud. It was his presence. In the New Testament, he said, wait for my presence, that is by the Spirit. So, let me summarize what Jesus did. He lived conscious of the Father through the Spirit. What if Tyro does the same thing? If you're not careful, you say, he's behaving like Jesus. But you don't have to be careful. That's what actually should be. That's what everyone in your family should say of you. That's what everybody in your neighborhood should say of you. When it was in the cloud and it came to the time of Joshua, it was, what do you call it? The Ark of the Covenant. The presence of God. Hello? Are you here with me? And so please, don't take lightly the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Therein lies all the results you're looking for. Your character, your pursuits, your priorities, they'll be defined clearly for you. So whether we are preaching the word or we are praying or we are singing or we are dancing, it is the consciousness of his presence that will make the difference. So let my dancing stir up his presence. Let my singing stir up his manifest presence. Let my teaching and my word, my preaching, stir off his presence. Then signs and wonders will be normal. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But that's one thing you don't see so often. Or rather, we miss it or we forget. And all I'm thinking, or most of us preachers are thinking, how I can present it well, and you can say that, oh, shidada. Well, who cares? The only way I'm going to do well is for his presence to seize you all while I'm speaking. Then you will understand what I'm saying better than with your intellect. Then to produce actual results in your life rather than just his diction is good. He knows Greek, man. He knows Hebrew. Big deal. Greek and Hebrew. Is that what I want? Give me Jesus. The word I speak to you, their spirit and their life. Amen. So I'm expected to be conscious of his presence. When I'm conscious of his presence, everything around me will manifest his presence. See, people, I don't know. It was Joyce. She was still working in the church. And she was at the workstation there. And I was coming. I didn't even pray much that morning. I was under pressure. Went somewhere. I was rushing to the office to do something to go out again. And I came in through, and I was going through the workstation. Honest. Good morning. Good morning. I was just, and you were screaming and falling. I continued what I was doing. I went away. Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. When we get this thing right, when we get the priorities right, you enter a place, demons will react. In the name of Jesus, you enter a place, sicknesses will bow. In the name of Jesus, you enter a place, joy will be rekindled. In the name of Jesus, you enter a place, peace will... In the name of Jesus. Why? You are living conscious of God, the Spirit that is within you. Now you can appreciate why Paul will say that God will grant you according to the riches of his glory. There is no money on earth that can pay for that. And what? That you be strengthened in your inner man by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Spirit. That you'll be strengthened in your inner man by the Holy Spirit. Strengthened with might by the Spirit. Where? In my inner man. And what will happen? Then Christ will dwell in my heart by faith. Then what will happen? I'll be established and grounded in love. I'll be able to discern through the eyes of love. And love cannot fail. And what does that mean? I am filled with all the fullness of God. So my smile will cause confusion to the devil. My voice will cause confusion to the devil. My pointing, confusion to the devil. My dance, confusion to the devil. I am full. I am living conscious of God the Spirit, who is busy revealing God the Son, who is busy revealing God the Father, and I'm just walking the face of the earth. Glory be to God in the highest. And that's why lines will fall for me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus. You say why? That's why even everlasting gates will fling open. Amen. Why? I carry the King of Glory. Is somebody hearing me? So don't let our fellowship be surrounded by principles. They are good. Let the principles always culminate in the presence of God. So you can appreciate. Can I have 5, 10 people come? I want you to be my company. Be my company. Be my company. You see all of us walking. See us all moving. And some of them are touching me and pulling me. And then, where is that woman that is looking for healing? From here. And the woman touches. Watch. Okay. Now she touches. And watch what happens to her. She's the one touching. In the name of Jesus. She's the one touching. Listen. She's the one touching. And unlike the way it happened. Physically, I wasn't concentrating. But I'm talking to them, I'm walking among them, and they are touching me, and some things are happening, but I'm conscious of. But I'm still laughing. I'm still walking, but I'm conscious of. So when she touched me, I'm like, wait a minute, somebody touched me. Say, somebody touched you, okay? Look at this man. Didn't I touch you? Wasn't I pressing on you? Wasn't I putting your clothes? Why? What's he talking? No, somebody touched me. Why? Somebody exercise faith. Wait. Hear me. What faith? To take power, to receive his power for her need. But that's why I'm here. She's looking for God. And that she touched me. And what did she touch? Was my cloth. So that means my cloth is dangerous. When all I'm thinking is him and his spirit. My plate is dangerous. My seat is dangerous. When all I'm thinking is him and I'm full, he's seeping out everywhere. Can't you see what I'm saying? And that's why anyone that reaches the... See. And things just begin to happen all over the place. Things just begin to happen all over the place. Things just begin to happen all over the place. All over the place. Things just begin to happen. Can't you see? Ooh, can't you see? I was even touching them. Who is touching my clothes now? See what I'm saying? It's not because it's diamond cloth. It's because we are getting a revelation of what is most important. You enter the supermarket. Somebody, wow! But you are not thinking of so much of them. You are just there to pick your bar soap and washing soap. But your communication is. So what's important? That's why people will be struggling to get it. And they won't be able to sleep on their beds. I'm going to be telling them there's a man somewhere. And they won't know until somebody will say, have you met this man? I say, which man? I want to meet him. Thousands are looking for them. But they are looking for you who is not looking for them. How is that possible? Was Ananias looking for Saul? Did you ever hear anything about Ananias? And after praying for Saul, did you hear anything? No. God went to his house. Ananias, I'm going to send you on an errand. Come, Ananias. You are going to go to Damascus. Who was Ananias? A prophet? We are not told. An apostle? We are not told. A disciple? Yeah, because he was a believer. So he was an ordinary Christian like you and I. But he could discern by the Spirit. And God said, you know, you are going to go to Damascus. The street is called Straight. And in the house of, I think, Simon, the tanner, there is one man there called Saul of Tarsus. Yes, you are going to go pray for him. So this man, I've heard about him. You've heard, but I'm telling you now about him. He has work to do for me. And I've shown him. He has seen you coming. He saw a man coming, and he knew the man's name, Ananias. For right now, he's praying. So please go. Can you see? The spirit cannot be bound. It's free. So when he got there, he laid his hands. I said, go lay hands on him. For him to get his sight. He said, the Lord had met you on the way when you are coming, has sent me to you that you will receive your sight and be filled. And this saw a time become in his life when in Ephesus people will be throwing handkerchief. This saw a time is coming when people will do what that woman did. Where's the handkerchief? Okay, touch my hand. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, ooh. This same soul, he understood that. He has read it. He's God. And God, when I feel you, I flow from everywhere. So people are taking handkerchief and they're running. And demons are dropping out. Any demon that followed you here today is in trouble. In the name of Jesus. Any sickness that followed you here today is in trouble. In the name of Jesus, even the poverty that has been promising that he will deal with you is in trouble. In the name of Jesus, why don't you get up and shake the devil off in the name of Jesus? Hey!
Let every sickness in your family begin to bear their load in the name of Jesus. Every sickness against you, by itself you are here. So tell them, pack your load and go. Any trouble against your wife, against your husband, against your marriage, against your children, against your home, Maka Shadaba, we declare and we decree, this light shines in the darkness and the darkness cannot stop it. I say, prosper in your marriage. Prosper as a wife. Prosper as a husband. Prosper as a mother. Prosper as a father. Prosper as a Christian. In the name of Jesus. Let no one live here without a miracle. So whatever you are believing God for now, reach out and take it in the name of Jesus. Come on, open your mouth. Say, I receive it in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. You can give a scripture that where God has promised you that. So say it now. If you are praying to for long life, say, my children, children, I will see. The days of my life, I will fulfill. In the name of Jesus. You are believing God for provision. Begin to declare. He supplies all of my needs according to his riches in glory. Not according to any economy. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Deliverance, there shall be deliverance from Mount Zion. And so I'm not postponing it. I receive my deliverance by the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. Come on, open your mouth. I don't know what door has refused to open in your life. Say, lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be lifted up the everlasting doors. Why? The King of glory must go through. So open in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you, we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. I say, in the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Who is the light of the world? Jesus. And what did Jesus say is the light of the world? I. And this light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. So look at your neighbor, say, in the name of Jesus, shine. Come on, tell another person, in the name of Jesus, shine. Okay, now tell me too. Say, Pastor, in the name of Jesus. Amen! I will shine in Jesus' name. Can I agree with you? If you are believing God for everything that God has ordained for you to come to pass, and you are praying today, you must say, which of three or four shall agree because I'm touching a thing, it shall be done for them. It's not by power. It's not by mind. It's by my spirit. See, the Lord of hosts. So you can see what the priority is in the kingdom. It's his presence. It's his spirit. Hallelujah. I don't care how long it has been. I don't care how dry it has been. I don't care how deep it has been. I don't care how generational it has been. The blood of Jesus surpasses them all in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm going to join my faith with your faith in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, like it happened in the prison in Ephesus, every chain, every door, every hold, I say, give way in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I decree, shine. You are the light of the world. You are the city on the hill. Shine. 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 In the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.